You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Carlos.
This is Herbalist.
Oh, you're really not supposed to say your name before the other co-hosts, actually.
Hey, it's a guest. It's cool, man. Excuse me. Yeah, but he has civil rights. He has civil rights because he's Cuban.
Oh, yeah, he's here for, what was it? What is that?
I don't know. Burrito Day?
No.
I'm sorry.
Burrito Day. That was so rude.
Oh, man. See, whatever.
Well, I waited, like, so fuck you. I waited, yeah, dude, typing.
You can make fun of, like, white people and shit. I do all the time. Like today's Easter, right? Happy Easter, everybody. And of course, I
forgot to show you guys the Easter cheer.
You did.
I'll show it to you real quick. You guys talk.
Like, of course, when this show comes out, it's not going to be Easter, so people are going to be like, wow, this is late.
This is what my ex used to do. You guys gotta watch.
Do I want to know this?
E-A-S-T-E-R.
Oh, shit!
Wow.
That's fucking awful. I love it.
Can we have video footage of that for the Foul Monkeys fans?
I fucking love it.
That would have been great. I'll try to get that on, maybe on YouTube or something.
That'd be hot.
Hold on. He's got it. Carlos has got to do it now. Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
hold on.
Oh shit!
That's not funny. That's not as funny as the Easter cheer, is it?
No, the Easter cheer is awful.
I think I'm gonna go to church. I'm gonna go to church and do it. So
you need to pray for your sins on that one. That was awful.
Right, that was bad.
So Carlos, you should make fun of white people, man, because it's like Easter, and it's been really fucking hectic at work for me because I work in the dairy and everybody wants eggs on Easter. Like, everybody and their mom and their grandma and their cousin and their auntie. So, yeah, all day I worked and it was just me and it was really horrible. And people are, like, weird, man. What is wrong with, like, the white American public? People today, like Colin, my best friend Colin, he's like, yeah, we're going to have dinner at 3 p.m. I'm like, dude, is there...
How old are you, 50?
I'm like, dude, do you not see the problem with that sentence? Like, who the fuck has dinner at 3 p.m.?
I personally like to have Thanksgiving dinner around 2 or 3. Because then around 6 or 7, you can eat again, and it's all right.
No, you eat at 5 or 6, and then you watch TV and fall asleep, and then later you go hang out.
Okay, see, this is the problem. Not all of us are nocturnal people like you. Him and his mom, you know what time they got up today? Huh. Probably around 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, and my mom, the past 4 days has partied till about 6 or 7 in the morning and gone to bed at 11 a.m.
Nice. Can you believe that?
Yeah, we got
She parties more than I do.
We got home at like, what, 4 this morning, 3:30, and we got up at, what, 10 or 12?
Ouch.
Oh, whiny.
See, sometimes that's cool. Just,
whatever.
Sometimes that's cool, because, like, if you have to wake up and do something really fun, then that's fine. I mean, especially during the summers. Like, back in the day when I didn't have a job, it's like, that was fun because there's nothing to do anyway, so it doesn't matter if you don't get sleep because it's not like you have to work. But, I don't know. It only, you know, what did you have to wake up for? That's the thing.
Yeah, we had dinner, lunch.
They had a lunch. Thing. A lunch.
Like, with the family or what?
Oh, people we know, just friends.
That's cool,
was it
man.
A gay lunch?
It was a gay lunch.
Was it festive? Was Very there, festive. Like, gay napkins? Like, rainbow napkins?
No. They're wearing bright pastels, though.
Oh.
Which is kind of weird, thinking.
Oh. What were they wearing?
Did somebody lay an egg? Or?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, figure the straight people.
Wearing black.
The straight people
they were
black.
Mourning Jesus' death.
Right.
Oh, no. They should be celebrating his rise, right?
Yeah, you know, how has Easter become like Christmas version 2.0?
I want to know why Christmas is always on the 25th, but Jesus rises on a different day every year.
Dude, and he wasn't even born in December.
Well, he was born in the summer, technically.
He was born in, like, September or some shit.
December 25th, it's always the same. But it's never the same date when he rises. Is it because he's magic?
They don't know.
Jesus is magic.
Who would Jube?
Yeah, it's like Candy Zombie Jesus Day is what Easter is.
I love Zombie Jesus.
Zombie Jesus.
Don and Drew talk about that all the time. They actually came up with, like, that term, I guess.
Have you seen the shirt?
Made it no popular. Way.
Made it popular.
Have you seen the shirt that has Jesus on it, but it's like the facial hair is all shaved off and it says Jesus Shaves?
Mm-mm.
It's awesome.
Oh.
It's awful.
Dude, I like the, I kind of like, anybody who reads Penny Arcade, it's like an internet comic. They sell these shirts that say Jesus is fucking metal, and it has Jesus on the front. He's making the metal sign, but it blocks out fucking, which I think is pussy as fuck. So never mind. It's cool. Oh, it's a cool shirt.
If you go to t-shirthell.com on the front of the shirt, it says there's two people fucking on the back of this t-shirt. On the back it says just kidding, believe in Jesus. And there's a picture of Jesus. Like, hey, like the Fonz with his thumbs out.
Hey,
hey,
yeah. Hey.
We should say a at the end of every sentence. Hey,
like the Canadian.
Hey.
Speaking of Canadians.
Yeah.
Tell the story, Ricky.
What story?
The hump story. My humps. My lovely Canadian lumps.
Oh, the Alanis Morissette video?
My lovely all the population within 80 miles of the U.S. lumps.
You know, that song, even though it's kind of crappy, it was very addictive. I mean, everybody knows it.
Right.
I mean, she got what she wanted out of it, which is money and popularity.
The best part in the entire song is, you have to watch the video, but she's like, they buy me all these ices, and she like dips her hand like a gay guy, and it's like,
oh yeah,
and the thing that like fucking blurs the entire screen, and it's like the biggest bling of my life.
Did you
that was
that
like the
MySpace?
Best part of the whole thing.
Some I don't know if it was Ricky or somebody, but somebody put that on their MySpace as a bulletin, and I saw it. It was hilarious.
Wasn't me, because I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't go on there unless I'm messaging people and telling them I'm moving.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
I mean, I do like MySpace, but only to message. Oh, this guy from St. Petersburg messaged me yesterday. He goes, is it worth the drive to Lakeland to come see you?
Not
and I
really.
Was like, I have a boyfriend, but it would totally be worth it. He was like, he goes, if I gave you my number, would you call me? And I was like, not likely.
Oh, I said that to this guy one time, and he kind of got upset. But he still talks to me, so figure that one out.
Dude,
why do you have to talk to me like about me like that?
My cousin is moving back to Clearwater.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's moving at the beginning of May. So I was like, dude, I'm moving at the end of May, so it's pretty cool. He's like, yeah, I got tired of my mom. I'm like, I know, she's a bitch, man.
Right.
Wow.
She's always been a bitch. It's like, I don't know why he went back. He's like, well, I don't want to pay for living anymore. I just want to go to school and, you know, have a cheap rent. And I'm like, yeah, I live with Mommy Dearest. Fuck that.
Mommy Dearest.
It's true, dude.
I want every episode to have a Mommy Dearest reference.
From now on.
I love that movie.
From now on.
Oh my God.
Dude, whoa. Todd, wait. Todd's like 39, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Todd should know this movie. I've been asking everybody who's like during this time if they know movie. Because I am from 85.
Todd, you should totally be on the show. He's talking about you right now.
I remember like hearing about this movie, but ask him right now, or can he hear me or no?
No, he can't hear you.
But I'll
ask him if he's ever seen a movie called The Warriors.
I've seen The Warriors. Have you ever seen The Warriors?
No.
Todd has never seen it.
Does he know it at all? Come on. Now that I've watched it, like, I just, what happened was I ended up, I was at the game store and I got paid a couple weeks ago and I was
nerd
like,
nerd alert.
Yeah. And
nerd
I was
alert.
Like, shut up. And I was like, I want to buy something that's like under $10, you know, something to play real quick. So I found The Warriors and it's awesome. And it made me want to see the movie. And I just rented it last week and, it's fucking awesome. And it's like a classic movie. I mean, it's like me watching The Goonies. It's like that.
I love the Goonies.
Except it's a lot more violent, you know.
Guys.
My niece.
They're making a Goonies sequel. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making a new Warriors next year, but it's going to be like actual gains and like real like LA violence and like killing and dying. Because the old one was kind of, it was a little cheesy. I mean, it was violent, but it was kind of comic booky, you know.
My niece is in love with the Goonies and another movie like Monsters, Inc. or something like that. All the time.
I've never seen Monsters, Inc. But
I don't
Goonies
like Monsters, Inc.
The Goonies, she's like all about it. Great.
What does the boy do? The something shuffle? Do you remember what it was?
The truffle shuffle, the truffle man. Shuffle, come on.
I can't remember.
To get it, it's the password to get inside the house, dude.
I'm sorry.
Goonies never say die, Ricky. What the fuck? I was like 3 when that came out. You should know that shit.
Ooh, burn. Ouch.
Just Ricky, like, no. Ricky, I don't expect you to know the Warriors, because you were only, like, 3 when that came up. But, like, I don't know why. I mean, I was talking to my boss, and I was talking to all these people at Walmart who are, like, over 40 or over 35, and none of them knew the Warriors. I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you people?
It was probably a sucky movie.
No.
No one saw Rocky Horror Picture Show until it became, like, a cult classic.
Because nobody was openly gay back then, that's why.
No, well, my mom was like, I can't believe you're watching that movie. It was the dumbest fucking movie I've ever seen.
Well, yeah, a lot of people nowadays like think it's dumb as shit.
Like, they thought it was stupid.
Like, yeah, that's true, though. A lot of movies nowadays are dumber.
By the way, today's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mommy.
Happy birthday, Madre.
Happy birthday / dead or alive Jesus Day.
Alive Zombie Jesus. Zombie Jesus.
Zombie Jesus Day. So, I have sad news. And you guys probably know this. John Winters killed himself. Can you believe that shit?
Yeah,
I heard about that. This is one thing that everywhere I've ever gone, I've always found a cute weatherman that I've had like a big crush on.
You had a crush on John Winters?
And I fucking love John Winters. I know he had like the biggest cock ever. I know he did. I just know it.
I feel it.
I know. I mean, I'm sure when he was talking about his barometer, he was always talking about his cock.
Somebody was telling me like it was rumored that he was gay, so that's why he killed himself.
Well, I heard that he was gay too, and Kevin said he saw him in a couple gay bars before. So
Kevin, or
honestly, I think famous people that most of the time I really think that famous people who it's reported that they kill themselves have not killed themselves, because I find it very coincidental and kind of funny that it seems like only famous people kill themselves. I mean, there's tons of regular, you know, non-famous people that kill themselves too.
Not really.
Well, people on TV, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've had, you know, lots of people that I've known, like, you know, from time to time have died, but, like, none of them killed themselves.
What about Anna,
like,
Nicole? She killed herself.
But wasn't it an accident?
No.
It was accidental, killed herself, like Marilyn Monroe.
I don't even know. I just think it's kind of like, you know, come on. I don't know.
Rude.
Like, I'd rather have them just say, the person died instead of telling me how, because nobody knows except for the person who died, and he's dead. So, that's it. You know what I mean?
Sugar pie.
Ew.
Did Sugar Pie die, too?
No, I think she's still alive.
Just like Biggie and Tupac.
Give me a pickle.
Did she turn into sugar cake?
Oh, sugar cakes.
Sugar cakes on the highway.
Had to almost blow up my school this week.
Wow, that's
yeah.
See, people die from that. Nobody commits suicide.
Right. I got pissed off. I was so mad. All right, for some reason at USF, everything is supposed to be done online, like when you sign up for your classes. But yet they still have like counselors there or guidance off whatever
advisors.
They're called, advisors to help you along the way. Well, I walked in, and I was like, I need help signing up for my classes because you don't go to USF.
Well, I go to ACC, so.
Well, it's different. Like, Polk Community is easy to do. USF is fucked up. And I don't know what to do to sign up for the classes, so I went in because you get an appointment.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then I went in for my appointment, and she was like, oh, we don't help you sign up for classes. We just tell you what you need. And I was like, no. See, this is what's going to happen.
What the fuck is the point of that bullshit?
I paid about $3,000 last year to come to this school, and I do remember paying a technology fee. I never used it, so someone's going to use it for me and sign me up for my classes. And she was like, but we don't help. And I said, I'm not leaving this building until someone is signed me up for these classes. I don't care if it's the dean. I don't care if it's the janitor. Someone's going to help me sign up.
I was just going to say that. That's exactly what I would say. See, this is why this is why you're my boyfriend.
That's why you mesh. You mesh.
Yeah. That's why you're my schmoopy.
Aww. We're so fucking gay a lot.
But yeah, she got like all bitchy about it. And I was like, I paid to come to this fucking school. What is your job? I don't understand.
You should have been like, you don't want no drama, drama. No drama. No. Yeah, I don't know. And then start crying like Alanis Morissette. Yeah.
So it's like rain on your wedding day.
Which is not ironic.
Which is really
dude,
ironic.
No.
It just sucks for you. That's all it does.
No.
It just sucks for you. That's about it.
Don't. Dude, my friend used to tell me, well, none of that stuff is ironic. And it's like, all right, well, fucking give me an example of irony. And she couldn't. It's very simple irony. It's like it's you know, it's like metaphors.
It's like his first flight and he dies on it.
Right, of course. It's not good irony.
He's 90 years old and he won $1 billion and he dies the next day.
Yeah.
I think that's ironic. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever.
I like that video.
Yeah.
Remember
I like
that?
The one where she's in the car and she's like
singing. That's the one.
Oh, is that it? One. Oh, okay.
It's all her in the car.
Yeah, my mom was like, she's like, a fucking freak.
She's like having fun with herself in the car and stuff.
What's the one that she's walking around naked with a scarf?
Oh, that she shouldn't have done that.
Oh, that's Thank You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's thank like walking you, by her baby. And like yeah. touching her and stuff.
Yeah.
That was weird. I didn't like that.
I like Hand in My Pocket. That's the best one.
Yeah, because it reminds me of Pocket Pool. That's why I like that song.
Well, and the video is just like that that Offspring song, like why don't you get a job? Right, because he's like it's like one person walking down the street and then all these people join them and it's like this huge crowd at the end that's following them. It's pretty
actually
cool.
I was playing that at a Guitar Center the other day.
I why hate
right on. Job?
I saw about racism, you know, because we have to have racism in every show here.
I
found monkeys because that's just how we are.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's in everybody's life. Everybody sees it. So I'm at the Chinese restaurant, and I order my number one and number 17.
Whatever. Want egg roll?
Actually, it was egg drop soup and bourbon chicken.
Egg roll?
Egg roll?
Egg roll?
No egg roll?
Oh, no.
Egg
no.
No egg roll?
No.
No fries?
So I'm waiting there, and this black lady walks in, and the Chinese lady goes, oh, you ordered chicken wing? And the black lady said, no. And she goes, oh, are you sure you didn't order chicken wing?
She's like, I know what I talk about. No, I know what I talk about. Black people always order chicken wing.
Yeah,
chicken wing.
So the black lady tells her what she ordered. Well, the Chinese lady turns around and is talking to her friends in Chinese. How about that? Black lady knew fucking Chinese and knew exactly what the hell she said.
Oh,
snap.
What?
She goes, dude, I heard what
mom,
you said.
My mom does that at the fucking hair salon with the Spanish chicks.
Because
they all sit around, all the Mexican chicks, they sit around, they're like, God, her hair is so nappy and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Because it's Arizona. But I'm Cubans here, you crazy?
Okay, yeah, okay, I'll give you that one. Whatever part of the country I'm in dictates my origin. So if I'm up north, I'm Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in like Florida, Miami area, I'm Cuban.
Cuban. If you're Arizona, you're Mexican.
Mexican.
What about California? There's a mix there.
California.
No, but it has to, dude. It's definitely Mexican here because like.
But you know what? There's Mexicans up in like North Dakota and Wyoming.
Well, yeah, but basically that's how it's broken down though.
Right. It's true.
Just because of the population. Like I walk around here and they're like, "Are you from up north?" And I'm like, "Well, sorta." And they're like, "Well, are you Puerto Rican?" I'm like, "No."
Okay.
I never understood. I don't know why. I just never got why all the Puerto Ricans, like at one point, a bunch of them immigrated to New York. Like, why the fuck go to the complete polar opposite of your climate, and you know, get into gang fights and ballet with you know West Side Story? Like, I don't know. I just like I never got why they moved up there. Puerto Rico is so much nicer than New York.
I know, like, yeah, but Puerto Rico, aren't they poorer there? Like,
well,
it's not
it's
not a really nice place to live.
It depends on where you live. It's not like America. In America, we have rich areas, and they have poor areas. In Puerto Rico and Mexico.
My squirrels are itching.
Do you have like crabs?
Your squirrels are itching.
My squirrels are itching.
I think he was digging at his squirrels. Now he's trying to get some of my nuts.
His raisins.
You know, no, in Puerto Rico and in Mexico, it's like the poor live among the rich. I mean, you'll see a shack, and right next door is a mansion.
That's awful.
You know what I mean?
So
it's just weird.
Hey, Angus joined our Frapper map.
Yeah, no. Now we have Canadian.
You know what
listeners.
He said, "You're funny for Americans."
Ooh.
I was like, "Oh, I don't remember Canadians being funny at all."
Yeah, right? I don't know. Well, they're funnier than the Brits, right? Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, who's named Angus?
A big motherfucker.
That's a cow.
Sure.
Dude, no, Angus is that movie from back in the day. Come on. Come on, guys. Remember Angus? The movie about the kid in high school and blah, blah?
No.
Not too much.
Dude, Carlos, you're like younger than me. That should be your anthem.
Angus is another word for a cow, a bull or something. Right?
It's not. Oh, like black Angus?
It's a breed, apparently. Duh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until Todd said it just now.
Yeah, but Dick is another name for Richard.
Oh. Ouch.
Dick and squirrels. I love
that should,
it.
That should be the name of the show, Dick and
Squirrels. How you like your Dick and Squirrels?
I like your Dick and Squirrels very well. Mine are fine.
So, Carlos, how big of a fan are you of me?
I want to cut your skin off and wear it to my birthday party. That was so fucking gross. Suit.
We went to go see Blades of Glory. Oh my god. Herb, I have not laughed so hard since Jackass 2.
The only reason why I was laughing is because this bitch kept laughing. It was just contagious.
It was so
kind of like herpes.
Kind of like herpes.
See, I think I would fall into that too because I don't really like Will Ferrell, but I would probably laugh more because Ricky was laughing.
He was turning fucking beet red.
John Heder, is that his name?
John Heder.
Heder. Whatever.
He was funny as hell. He was so gay.
Yeah, they were both pretty gay.
Dude, did I tell you guys about the ice cream?
No.
Like, you know how Ben and Jerry's has crazy ass ice cream names? It's like
they had Cherry Napoleon.
Garcia.
Yeah, they had
Neapolitan Dynamite. I was like, what the fuck is that?
That's
I don't
awful.
Know.
Yeah, I have actually, crazy. I have that in my freezer from when you were here.
We bought that?
Yeah.
I like the fish food.
Remember with the birthday cake?
It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Not the Ben and Jerry's, the regular.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was like, I didn't buy no dynamite.
Biatch.
Yeah, dude, so, the Chinese restaurants, they're actually really funny. Like,
I was like, they're even racist with Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what they said about me when I walked in.
Oh, he fat guy. He like mini egg roll.
Ooh, he faggot.
I got one lady pissed at me one time because I went to a Chinese restaurant and I told her.
And that's for the cream of sun young guy.
No, I told her happy Chinese New Year in Chinese,
uh-huh.
And she's like, "You try to be funny?" I'm like, "No, sorta."
No, you'd be like, "No, I am funny, bitch." Like, get back to the.
Phone. And then I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have fucked with her because she probably like spit in my.
She probably,
she'll probably real, put like probably fucking her, like Chinese fly in your.
She probably put a real cat in your food.
They do that anyways.
Dude, seriously though, my neighbors used to eat dogs and cats.
Ooh,
I had Vietnamese
in
neighbors.
Miami.
Yep, I'm Ooh. Telling you, man, Miami's fucking crazy.
Did you ever have a missing dog?
Not my dog. They wouldn't come near my dog. My dog would eat them. Shit, I had a crazy ass Dalmatian. No, but there was like 15 of them in this like 3-bedroom house.
Have you ever got cum in your eye mural? It burns.
they used to have an auto shop in their front yard. I mean, the whole driveway was black, not because they paved it. It was because it was all oil. I mean, it was gross.
The Vietnamese place?
Yeah. They had an auto shop in their front yard. They used to, like, restore
old
stuff. We didn't have no association.
We didn't have,
Miami,
no association.
Dude.
Fix your car and eat your cat all in one place.
Yep.
You said a double.
Yeah,
negative.
The kids were like lap and tie and like dock. It was weird. I don't know, it was crazy.
What's dock?
That was their names. Lap
oh,
and tie and
I thought
dock.
You I thought you were talking about like their nationality. Like,
no,
I've never
no,
heard
no.
of dock.
Oh.
Wow.
Hog dock.
Was there one named Wang?
Wang.
We have a place here Long. called Mr. Wayne's. It's like a Chinese restaurant. It's really funny.
Remember in Blades of Glory when the guy is holding the hot dog? He's like,
"This is look great." That was awful.
What did he say?
What it was is Will Ferrell and John Heder, whatever his name is. They had to be a couple, right? So then, like, the people of the world are like all pissed off. So you have this hot dog vendor. He holds down a hot dog, and there's two weenies on it. He's like, "Does this look right?" No, it doesn't. But they were really gay skating together.
They were.
Oh my god, it was so funny.
And grabbing, like, Will Ferrell's grabbing his balls and just, like, had this horrible look on his face. It was awful.
Remember when they were doing the spinning?
Oh, the spin.
Like, upside down? That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Or the cartwheels?
Dude, the problem is, though, is that, like, lots of, like, dumbfounded straight people are going to watch that movie and think that that's how real gay people are. And it's like. Not really.
But they play straight people. I mean, they're straight in the movie.
Right.
No, I know. But it's like, I don't know. Movies like that are really cool because it's like, we can laugh at it because we know how some people can really be.
I think that's why we were laughing so hard.
Yeah, but it's like, to me, like, otherwise, like for other people, it's kind of like, you know, people are very uneducated when it comes to other cultures. You know, like, we don't really know anything about China or India or anything like that.
But we still talk about them.
Right, but we still talk about it. But it's like what I'm saying is like that further like perpetuates like the gay stereotype because now, you know, like some 16-year-old bro in high school is gonna be like, God, man, I saw that movie with those fags and the ice skating. They're so fucking funny. Fucking homosexual shit, motherfucker. And you're going to think that, like, all gay people are ice skaters and, you know, ridiculous like that. And it's
I get what you're saying. And
you know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. And actually, that brings up a story about the guy that I saw at the gay bar the other night.
Yeah, Pearl Snaps on?
No, he didn't have Pearl Snaps on. Okay. This is a straight guy. He's hanging out with some of his gay friends or whatever. And me and him went to high school together. And he's like, dude, he told this guy that hit on me. He's like, yeah, he knew you, blah, blah, blah. And he said, basically what he said was, dude, I can't believe you used to act straight in high school, which was total bullshit because I just.
You're just you.
Right. I didn't act straight. I didn't act gay. I just was just me. And it's just kind of funny because he like would look at me and he's like, just shake his head and just walk away.
I'm like, disbelief.
Yeah, because he didn't get it. And I'm like, okay, do you expect me to walk around with a person like fucking.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like
and every
stuff
time
like
you
that.
Open up your mouth, like Skittles fall out.
Right, right. You're tasting a rainbow all the time.
You sound like Judy Garland.
Wow. So
right, but
like,
it's like.
That's
yeah,
but yeah, I mean, stuff like that. Stuff like that is good, but I think. I mean, it's fine to have, like, media like that because, you know, it's funny as fuck. But, like, I think the way that we educate people needs to... That needs to be different because that stuff only perpetuates, like, sexism and prejudice and racism. It really does because it's, like, you know, when you make these gangster movies about... Like all these movies that come out that are kind of, like, B-ish movies that, like, have, like, Tyrese and Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg in that don't really make it to the theaters, but some of them do. You know what I mean? Like, Baby Boy and, like, you know, whatever. It's, like, that stuff just, like, when people watch that... who don't know anything about, like, black culture or gains or hip-hop or anything like that, they think that that's how all black people are. And that's their fault for being retarded, but it's just, like, you know, stuff like that, it's like it's never going to stop. People are never going to stop hating each other for colors because, you know, everybody takes stuff so seriously.
It'll stop one day, eventually.
I mean, I hope. Yeah, because we'll all be the same color.
Todd is over here. He's fallen asleep, but he's got a big grin on his face.
Oh, I was like, but he's got a big boner in his pants? What?
I don't know if he's got a boner, but no, he said no. Oh, he's about to get one. Carlos is on top of him.
Oh, shit.
So now it's, now they're humping.
Okay, so now it's just you and me?
Yeah, just me and you.
So now we can have dirty time?
We can have dirty boy time.
Dirty boy time.
Lick my balls.
I'll lick your squirrels.
Will you lick my squirrels?
Yeah, I will.
Will you house my squirrels in your mouth?
I'll put them in a hibernation for the summer.
Hibernation.
Oh my god!
What were you talking about? Ew.
So this is totally random.
He's got to talk about something real quick.
Oh, okay.
Some porn he's going to be talking about.
No, Short Bus is a movie.
Oh, I want to see it. Don't tell it. I don't. I want to see it before you tell everybody.
Well, I haven't seen the whole thing. I just saw the first 5 minutes before we went out last night. Remember the part that I was telling you about at the beginning of it?
Uh-huh.
It's like the first 5 minutes.
Holy crap.
Within the first 5 seconds of the movie, like there's this guy trying to suck himself off.
And oh, yeah.
And you can see
that.
Everything.
Yeah, you see everything. And he comes in his mouth and everything. It's just
and that was like
crazy.
In theaters. Like not around here, but like in Chicago and New York and Los Angeles.
And San Francisco. Hello.
Yeah, right.
And Key West. Yeah.
Isn't that weird that Carlos just poured a big glass of that apple soda that you bought?
Oh, dude, Manzanita.
He hates
that
it.
Is the shit.
It's gross, isn't it?
What the fuck? Like, it's just like apple cider, but soda.
It tastes weird, and it's all right, I guess.
Yeah, it's not like I would drink it all the time.
Dude, that's just because you guys have grown up on Coke and Pepsi, and you guys are brainwashed bitches. Wait. Carlos, where did you grow up?
What?
Where did you grow up?
Basically grew up in Tampa.
Mexico.
Bitch.
See, if you would have grown up in Cuba, you would have already been used to that. Like, when I go to Puerto Rico, all that's, like, the big shit. Like, that overdoes Pepsi and Coke there is apple soda, and then, like, they have this stuff called Coco Rico, which is, like, coconut soda.
Yeah, the motherfuckers
that's
are poor,
like,
that's why.
Huge. Yeah, I guess.
The motherfuckers are poor, that's why.
Poor, yeah, that's all they got is coconut milk. They add a little
speaking
bit of Sprite
of that,
to it.
Speaking of that, I got a just donate some clothes so they can take it back over there.
To Cuba?
Well, no, to Colombia.
Oh, okay.
I would donate my clothes, but like, I don't think there's anybody big enough there.
Are you going to send it? Yeah, but they could use it for two people.
Oh!
Or for shelter.
They could tie them together like they used to do with the Jews.
Oh!
You could send it back on a raft to Cuba.
my God.
And hope you don't get caught.
Why am I being made fun of?
And hope you don't get caught in the Bermuda Triangle.
That's how they get out. They use your shirt rude. as a sail.
My underwear.
Your underwear. Oh, what was that movie that the preview we saw? The guy uses underwear for the pillowcase.
Oh, the pillowcase. Oh, Kevin James has a new movie out where he's married to Adam Sandler.
Oh, snap. I need to see that.
Oh, you're going to love it.
It's going to be
Kevin
good.
Kevin James, you know, he's hot. I said every chaser in the world is going to be watching this movie.
He's hot for like a 36-year-old guy. I mean, he's good looking.
What about 39-year-old guys?
It depends on how they look. Does he look 39 or does he look 50?
Oh,
most guys that I've met from 35 to 40 look like they're 50 or 60.
Oh, no. He doesn't look like he's 50 or 60.
Right on.
Stop.
He's
hating.
A sweetheart. Stop hating. He's a sweetheart.
No.
We need to find him a good man.
I'm just saying, most people look a lot older.
Bitch. Yeah.
Because all he's got is a boy right now.
Dude, no. He has his boy. Just find him a teddy bear now or a cub.
I'm a big what,
what's his
ass.
Name? What's his name that lives up in Orlando? That's like the big whore guy.
Cooper.
We can talk about him. No. The big guy with like the two cubs that he lives
cake.
With.
Oh, Beefcake.
Bear cake. Yeah. Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. He's really famous though.
He's a nice guy though. I've talked to him once or twice, and
I'm sure, leather chains or something.
No, I'm sure he's weird. A nice guy, and he's really good looking. But it's like, dude, come on with the two boyfriends at the same time who are like half your age. Come on, fuck that.
They were there last year when I was at Gay Days.
Mm-hmm.
They were really cool.
How did
I talk to one of them? I talked to one of them, and he was really cute.
Well, we were at the little bear show, the little animatronic bears that they have. I forgot the name of it.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know, dude. I just think that's kind of like, I mean, you know, like Carlos, you're a lot younger than Todd, but I don't know you guys, but I know you enough to know that you guys are cool, and I can't pass judgment. It's not a big deal. But what I'm saying is, it's just the guys with like two and three boyfriends, and they try to make it work, and it's like, dude, come on, do some research. That doesn't work. Just like threesomes don't really work unless it's just sex. You know, that's why open marriages don't work. I mean, it's like. I don't know. To me, it's just like for attention, you know, to make himself famous in the gay community or whatever it is.
I understand that, you know, it's hard to have a relationship work with one person, so it has to be like doubly hard to do.
Oh, two doubly. Yeah.
Doubly.
Is
like
that,
doubly.
Is that two bushes? Two
doubly.
W's?
Doubly.
Doubly. Doubly your person.
I don't know. You know, I guess I would have to meet the guys, but I just think that kind of like every time that I see them online or I hear people talk about them, they make it. It's like an attention kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's not just like a cool. It's like a celebrity kind of thing.
Todd,
it's
you
like,
were in a three-way relationship.
What?
Todd was in a three-way relationship. Come over and talk about it.
Yeah, talk about it. I want to hear.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm done.
Oh, you don't want to listen?
No, I already have.
Oh, okay. All right, Todd's taking Carlos's place.
Yeah, come here, dude.
Oh yeah, it was interesting.
How long did it last?
About 3 months. It was.
Oh, that's not long.
So that's about as long as like one.
What, were you the third coming in, or?
No, it was. Actually, is somebody I dated before. We broke up, and then I started dating somebody else. And
he can't hear us. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
Sorry.
Wait, what
you didn't
wrong?
Hear it? Did you hear it?
Dating and you know, we broke up because he had just got out of a long-term relationship, and I was like right after, so he was like, whatever. So we broke up. Right. I started dating somebody else. He's like, oh, I still really like you, and the other guy was like, yeah, we like you too, and so on and so forth. So the three of us all ended up dating.
That's cool.
So what? Like, did you all have sex? Three, like all three of you all at one time, or was it always like two, one on one, or
it varied. It depended on whose work
home.
Schedule and who was home, and it would be
you know,
sometimes it was all three of us, and sometimes it was me and the other guy, and sometimes it was them two.
Why was it only 3 months? Like, what happened? Did you stay together with your guy?
I stayed with him for another. Few weeks after the other one left out because he couldn't deal with his drinking habits, let's say.
Oh, I had one of those.
Yeah, so we'd be going out. Oh, I'm fine. He's stumbling around and get lost and end up in the park. I don't know where I am, and then I have to come pick him up and all kinds of shit. And we'd go out, and it was not a good situation. So it was done.
Caden goes to the restaurant today and orders an alcoholic beverage and gets away with it.
He does that all
the
time.
Dude, that's so fucking easy. That's how I had my first drink.
I still go and get carded.
Not a big deal.
Dude, that's how I got my first drink. When I went to Applebee's, I ordered a Roy Rogers, and they gave me a Rob Roy. And it's like, I wanted to get the guy in trouble so bad, but I was like, hey, free drink. You know, it's cool.
Anytime we go out and he gets... You know, I order something, and he orders something. He's only got carded once, and that was at
That was at Universal, and they had to card him.
And they were carding everybody, including
me. Well, they don't
me.
Think that you'd be with like, your son, so...
Right. Motherfucker.
No, it's so true. Dude, Todd, I wanted to tell you, because I haven't talked to you, but, dude, to me, it's like, I respect you guys for what you do and your relationship, and to me, if it works for you, that is cool. What I was saying with Bear Cake and all that, and the people that do the triple things and the quadruple relationships, to me, it's fine if it's for you and that's what it, if it works for you, that's cool. But I don't want to hear about it, and it's, I don't like the whole hype attention aspect that people try to bring, especially online. Like, people advertise this shit. Like, we all want to know. And, you know, to me, that's like, okay, I just want to talk to you, not your posse of boys that you fuck every night. You know what I mean?
Well, that's, you know, that's very much the case. I used to live up in Baltimore. I had some friends that were very heavily in the leather community. Ooh. So right. that was all over the place. I mean, right. I knew couples that were together. You know, they had been together for ages, and they hadn't had sex with each other for years, but they always had somebody else on the side.
That happens a lot, though.
I knew one guy actually had a boy who signed a contract in blood.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
It was like weird. Blood from the paddle that he got beat
no,
out of.
They prick his finger and sign the contract with his own blood.
I was like blood from his anus after he got fucked by 8 guys in one night?
That'd be hot.
That doesn't happen. It's 9 guys, actually. Oh.
Yeah. It would happen with me with half a guy, man. I'm sensitive. Shit. See, I don't know. Stuff like that is like, I mean, I know it's kind of an unrelated topic, but I don't know if you guys have ever had any experience with this, but I've always been like a, you know, I've had a couple drinks, never really did anything for me. It wasn't really an interest of mine. I have no problem with any kind of drugs or drinks or whatever. I don't want to be with somebody who's a drunk or a druggie, but I've had lots of friends who've been into it, and I've just never really gotten into any of it, and it's fine. But in high school, what would happen was, since I didn't do anything, I seemed to identify with this whole, like, straight-edge crowd. And this whole movement of straight edge was like coming back from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And,
or
and
like
all
the
kids,
90s, you know, the goth kids.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's like, really it's like these hardcore kids who listen to like real hard, basically punk, but none of them drink or do anything. And oftentimes it almost kind of turns into like a cult of they'll go to parties where people do drink and pour out their beers and fuck them up if they're smoking or whatever. And it's like, you know, it got to a point where it's like, dude, it's not that important. And that's the whole sex thing to me. I love having sex. It's great, but it's not a way of life to me.
I hate having sex.
It yeah, sucks. Right.
Then apparently you know what I'm saying? It's like once it turns into like a way of life and a cult, that's like when Lord of the Flies comes in. You ever read that book? it's like, okay, this is too much. You know, this isn't Lost. We're not on a daytime drama. It's okay. You know, just... I don't know why everybody takes everything so seriously. That's one of the main points that I'm trying to make. Like, they get so serious that they get into it, and then it becomes like a fad and a cult, and I don't know what people get out of that. I really don't, because to me, that makes me feel... To me, it's like an eerie feeling when people get into something so much that it becomes like a fad. To me, that's creepy.
It's so, all
like
just
gamers,
a lifestyle.
Like gamers, yeah, they get into it, and then they start dressing like Pokemon characters.
Yeah, yeah, and the guys who play like World of Warcraft like for 19 hours a day, I mean, that's like...
Furries.
That's like a problem. That's like a problem. Yeah.
I love me some furries.
I mean, to me, you know, I guess if it's not like something that's
squirrels.
Harmful.
Squirrels.
Squirrels. If it, you know, if it's not something harmful, then it's all right, I guess. But I just, I just, the minute I see that, it's like that's an instant turnoff. If somebody tries to make a hype or get attention out of something that they do that's private, it's like, dude, I don't want to fucking know. I already know, you know, we all know what sex is. I don't need to hear about it all the fucking time.
Hold on.
Unless it's, from, unless it's from Ricky.
Adjustments.
Yeah. That's cool.
Doing adjustments here.
I feel like I'm on the sound crew. Is that better?
You need a
better.
Motherfuckers.
Unless it's from you, Ricky. I like your squirrels all the time.
Squirrels.
Oh, that's so sweet. I did not need to hear about that.
I like
wanting to see my squirrels all day long, but
I like collecting nuts all year long, not just in the spring.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What can I say? He likes my nuts.
Trust me, Todd, and this is all I'll say about this. Trust me, and this is all I'll say about his nuts. He has more than enough to go around.
not only
me collecting all year long, but like all three of our neighbors and yeah, and all the boys under Fern One. I'm just joking. I don't know.
Huh?
Instead of one, you have three.
I got three balls.
Apparently, I don't know.
Oh, I'm just saying. No, I was with a guy one time. I had three balls. It's really weird.
I bet.
I went down to touch it. I was like, ooh. And he's like, what?
Do you have cancer?
Like, they're weird.
I would have been like, do you have an implant? Is that like Botox?
It's like, I have three nuts. And I was like,
is that a tumor?
I
gotta go. It's not a tumor.
So, hey,
Dino's belly.
Yeah.
I'm concerned. It's really hard. We should really go to a doctor. I'm afraid he's got a tumor in his stomach.
Our friend has a beer belly, but it's like hard
as
a rock.
It's like busting open.
It's like completely solid.
Yeah.
It's not squishy, but it's out there too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, they said that's a person that can like usually has heart attacks.
Yeah.
People with hard bellies like that. Mine's real squishy. I guess I'm okay.
Yeah, you're a teddy bear.
Hey, let's talk about the move here. And how about you gave me a heart attack when you told me how much it's gonna cost?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
U-Haul is a motherfucking bitch. Why the fuck does it cost $2,300? To drive 2,300 miles. It's not a fucking dollar a mile. Who the fuck comes up with that? That's retarded.
But the thing
so, is... Yeah, but get this. If we drop it off... If I go from Phoenix to Lakeland, Lakeland's kind of like, you know, off...
Nowhere.
Not really a big town. Right.
BFE.
We have
dude,
100,000
trust me,
people, bitches.
Trust me, it's a lot bigger than a lot of towns I've seen, especially in Arizona. But, okay, so, yeah, Lakeland, $2,300. Tampa, going farther, or Orlando... It's like $900. How the fuck does that happen?
If we go to Tampa, just it's $1,000. But we go by Lakeland. So probably the best thing to do is instead of doing the mileage to Orlando, is to drive to Lakeland, drop off the stuff, and then go to Tampa.
Yeah, and then go back. But it's like still $900. That's a fucking lot of money, dude. All I want to do is borrow a truck and move it. I'm not.
Maybe
you know,
can hire a Mexican to steal us a truck.
There you go.
Oh,
get Marco.
You don't need a Mexican for that. I can do it.
Oh.
I've learned
you
the
can
ways.
Drop
my mom's
it off
Puerto
in Tampa
Rican,
and come off and see Taurus and us. Because Ricky still hasn't come down and see us.
Yeah,
we always have to come up here to see him.
Well,
his car won't make
today,
it that far.
Did you guys even ask me? We're on our way up. I was taking a nap.
At fucking what? 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you lazy bitch?
2:30.
What are you taking, a siesta? Are you Mexican now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you part Mexican now, taking a siesta?
With that white ass?
Big ass.
Hey, you matched the shirt up there.
Thanks, I know. Oh, they're looking at your shirt.
It's white.
Damn, you've been hanging out with Dean too long. Your country's coming out in you.
Yes. I know.
What do you mean, Agen, coming out? He's been talking like that all night.
Dude, Dean is such a fucking country name. Oh my god, Dean. It's like Dane.
But his real name is
Dean. It's Dean Anthony, so it's Italian.
Ooh, Dane no. Anthony.
It is not Dean Anthony.
Yes.
Ooh, wait
I would just
home.
Call him Mark Anthony.
Wait till we get home. I'm going to light that boy up. Dean
Dude, I would just call him Mark Anthony and forget about the country.
Well, the thing is, it makes no sense where he got the country from because he was raised in Prince George's County, Maryland, which is... It's not hick. It's ghetto.
It's real fucking ghetto. Right. People are scared to live there.
Yes.
See, I've never Prince been there, George's. And I hear Maryland's really ghetto, but it's like... Maryland has, like, no ghetto representation. Like, there's no like, hip-hop moving from there.
This is true.
You know, nobody's like, hey, I'm from Maryland, nigga.
Baltimore.
What's up? You know?
Baltimore.
There's a lot that's come out of Baltimore. Balmer, huh?
Well, the ghetto part of Maryland is around the D.C. area.
And D.C. and Baltimore. So.
Everything between is like country. It's right. not like really, except for Waldorf, Maryland. That's kind of away from.
Oh my God, that is country.
My uncle lives there, but there's ghetto. There's a black mall. Nothing but black people.
Go. Oh.
I walked in there. I was like, oh shit.
You're going to get shot.
And I bought my support there.
Dude, welcome to like my first 15 years of my life. You guys are crazy, man. People don't realize like how big of a minority the white race is in Miami. You know, like when I came here, I'd never seen so many white people in my whole life. I was like, oh my God. I looked at my mom and I'm like, Mom, this is like the fucking motherland. Jesus Christ came down on Easter, zombie Jesus, and laid an egg, and fucking all the white people came out and populated the rest of the world. Right in Arizona.
Praise white Jesus.
I swear to God. That's what happened.
Have
dude.
You seen the Moondocks?
I've seen Please the Boondocks a couple times.
Have you seen the crazy guy with the eye? No. Uncle Ruckus?
Mm-mm.
I used to watch I used to read the comic a whole lot.
I love it. I had the first season on DVD.
The cartoon's funny. Did you see the one where they were, the one was obsessed with the rapper?
Yeah.
And they ended up being gay?
Yeah.
The two rappers were not shot.
His butt naked and shit. Yeah. That's so funny.
You know who's on that show is, what's his name? The guy with my name. Cedric Yearbro from Reno 911. Black guy.
Right. I know you're talking about. The black guy from
Reno
911.
He's cool. He's like way cool. I haven't seen that movie yet either. I heard that was good.
I don't know.
The Reno 911 movie.
The Simpsons is coming out in July.
Huh?
Yeah.
The Simpsons movie.
Yeah, and so is Spider-Man coming out? No, amazing.
Dude, Spider-Man.
July 4th is Transformers.
I don't know.
Transformers. I want to see that.
Transformers, more than meets the eye. Hot. Hey, so are we going to do anything special for the 100th episode?
You're going to get naked for us and do a little dance.
I thought you were going to come up with an intro and a Nathan song.
Oh,
a Nathan song?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to come up with a rap for Nathan. So the next time he's on the show, we're going to play it for him.
And surprise him.
We're going to, I got my pearl snaps on.
Diamonds on my neck,
I got my
pearls
on
my shirt.
On.
So basically, we're going to turn into Bubba Sparks.
Yeah.
But you have to do it to a country song though, yeah. So it all fits in with him.
Bojangles.
Well, all we have to do is call up Tim McGraw and Nelly again,
right?
But plus that shit
and they'll do it over and over.
Yeah, and over.
But I'm bumps.
But like the 1 year anniversary of the show is coming up, like April 23rd or 28th or something.
Right.
But I swear to God, April 31st. Is there 31 days in April?
Sure. Yeah.
What's the song? I don't know. I can't remember.
No, it's 30.
30. April 30th, the first 50 shows are going off the server. So, you people, I know I'm for real this time. I mean it.
I swear to white lay an egg in Arizona, Jesus.
I swear to,
white
zombie
Jesus
with the chocolate bunnies.
With no
that
ears.
That they will be going off with no ears or a tail. Man, I remember eating those 1 pound chocolate bunnies. You remember
oh my
those?
God, wow. Yes.
Do they make solid?
They still make them. They still make
solid
them.
Ones. They
do they
the
make
solid
anymore?
Ones anymore?
Oh,
I don't like the solid ones. I like the ones that are hollow because when you put them in the fridge, they get all cold. And
oh my God, yes.
No, the solid ones in the refrigerator. And
yes.
You can shave it off.
Well, those are good too, yeah. You can chip them off with a fucking chisel.
Like the 1 pound Hershey Kiss. Like
is it solid?
Yeah.
I thought
solid.
There was other kisses inside that. Of it.
No, it's just one
you know
solid
I like?
Kiss.
I love Cadbury eggs.
Oh, Cadbury
Those
bunnies.
Are so fucking good. Back in the day when they had the watery center.
Oh,
do you
the
remember
cream.
That?
Yeah.
But now it's like all hard. It's not right.
No, they still have it.
They still
we
have
sell
not
them.
The cream, not the one with the watery stuff in it.
The watery
yeah.
stuff in it.
Like
yeah.
the yolk.
Maybe it's you got special ones. Maybe that's it. They're just special.
Maybe I got old ones.
I know, maybe you got like solid dollar store.
These Cadbury eggs were 50 years ago.
Maybe your dad was adding secret sauce to them or something.
My dad's
dead. Jesus laid them.
My dad's dead.
Maybe Jesus laid them back
for
then.
For reals. It's okay.
He turned the yolk into
why
wine.
Why are you grinning about it?
Huh? No,
something to be
saying.
Grinning about.
Have you guys ever had those mad balls? They're like, it's like a chocolate ball, and on the inside they have candy, like hard candy. Those are fucking good.
What is it called?
They're only, it's like magic ball or crystal ball or whatever.
Oh, magic
like,
ball. Wonder ball.
Yeah, there you go. It's like Nestle, and it's all chocolate, but there's candy
you know
inside.
What candy I hate
they
is
pop open.
The candy you get in the tins at Christmas that has like the striped candy.
Oh, those taste like shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and they all stick together. I hate that candy.
I like... Well, there's stuff that's like the same shape.
Fucking talking
those,
about candy.
But,
what the fuck?
Or the fucking nasty shit you get at Halloween from those cheap bitches that come in the wax paper that's orange and black.
I love Mary Janes. No, what
those aren't. Those aren't Mary Janes. Those are generic.
No, those are like peanut butter like crap. I don't know.
No, I love those things.
They're generic as shit.
Are they Mary Janes?
No.
Yeah, it's like dude. It's like no. Mary Janes not the same. Mary Janes are the little like thin ones that look like sugar daddies.
They're like this big. Yeah, they're like really small and thin.
They look like a little SIM card,
you know
like
the orange and black
SIM card. Damn.
Technically, somebody born in 1985 would say that.
Damn.
Oh please.
Kind of looks
one
like
day,
our,
I'm gonna be making the money in this relationship. One day I'm gonna be making the money in this relationship, and you're gonna have to sell your squirrels on the fucking street to make rent.
Oh. He already does, and barely affords it.
Oh shit.
He barely makes enough money for this podcast.
Squirrels are abused. They're getting
raw.
Oh.
He gets hit with a paddle.
Got raw squirrels.
They paddled him too hard.
I'll take care of him, babe.
With the stud.
My squirrels are getting a little bushy.
Anyway.
Yeah, shave that shit.
All right, so we're like at 50 minutes.
We haven't said shit about shit.
What about... What do you mean?
Didn't we have a list of things?
We went through the list.
Did we?
We talked about Alanis Morissette. We talked about Blades of Glory. We talked about the
my
Warriors.
School. My beautiful weatherman shot and killed himself.
Now Carlos has to change his schedule so he can still work.
Oh, actually, no. I had one more thing for because I wanted Ricky to know, and I might as well get on the show. I am moving there at the end of May, and what's going to happen is my mom has to have foot surgery pretty soon because her heel is to a point where if she doesn't, it'll just continue to fall apart. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to move there, and Ricky, tell me what you think about this, but it was a lot better than her explanation. She's like, well, you should just stay here and go see Ricky, and then he could come see you in July, and then I could have my surgery, and then you guys can move there in November. I'm like, fuck that.
And did you say that's not
sugar.
Possible because I work at a real job where I can't have all the time off I want?
Right. I told her that you can either come now or way later. So it's not later, it's now. So basically, what I told her.
So just do weekend trips.
No, fuck that. So what I'm going to do is she's going to need help because I'm her only family member pretty much. And she's not going to have her surgery till like the end of August. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to move there at the end of May. I'm going to work. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to save up money. And then at the end of August, I'm going to tell Walmart, I need to go take care of my mom. I'm going to give them the papers, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to come back here with all my stuff having been moved there already. I'm going to come back here for like 6 to 8 weeks and take care of her. And just have like a bundle of money to keep myself, occupied, and she'll help out and stuff because I take care of the house and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, is Walmart going to let you off for 6 to 8 weeks? No.
Yeah, they're gonna. I can just go get another job there.
They're gonna say no. We're not letting you do that.
FMLA, Family Medical Leave.
All right, well, Ricky, listen, because this is the only way. It's either this or I move there in November. So shut the fuck up.
Oh, bitch, take control. Put the bitch in his place.
Who's the top of the relationship?
Mm. Yeah. He likes that, trust me.
Next subject.
I'm just
whatever.
Joking.
You're in for it.
Side conversation later, Herb.
Hey, listen to me. I love you. So I'm gonna come back and help her. I'll figure out the job. Whatever. I might be able to transfer back here. Whatever. It's the only way I can do it without staying here for much longer. And I can't spend a whole lot of time away from you because I miss you and it's terrible.
Aww.
Don't try to butter her up because you're already in the doghouse.
No.
Good thing you're very far away.
No. That's what I told my mom. She's like, well, why can't you just... That's what I told my mom. She's like, why can't you just wait till November? And I'm like, because I don't want to spend that long away from Ricky. It's already been fucking forever, and it's like 50 days away.
Smoop.
But he'll always be here, so why rush?
No, but he won't always be there, because Florida's a fucking time bomb, and there's going to be some giant tsunami or some bullshit. And Arizona's like the safest place on Earth.
Global
Seriously,
warming.
Arizona, though, is like the safest state. There's no natural disasters. It's not near the ocean. It's not near a nuclear power plant. And there's nothing else here.
Only you just die of drought because there's no water.
And yet no one lives there.
No. All you have to do is drive up north. It's totally different up north. It's not a desert.
All right.
So
Phoenix
I'm go back.
Is in a drought. Okay.
So I'm going to go back. I'm going to help her out for as long as she needs. She might only need 2 to 3 weeks, but... The only way that we can figure it out is there's a two-part surgery. She might not need the second part, but she must have the first part. So once they're while they're doing the first part of her surgery, they're going to check the second part, and if they need that, then she needs 6 to 8 weeks. If they don't, then she needs 2 to 3 weeks. So
why don't you move her down here with you during that time?
Because that's not going to work.
Because he's like, I'm totally not having sex in a one-bedroom apartment.
No, dude. My mom's like very, very independent. She just really needs help with this part of her life because she doesn't have any other family. But she's very set here, and you know, we moved away from Florida for a reason. So you know, well, Miami specifically. But so I'm gonna do that, and then after she's well, then I'll come back.
All right, so we're going to do some Would You Rathers and then get off here. So we have
6 minutes. So does that sound good or what?
We'll discuss later.
Yeah, we'll talk later about it.
I see how it is.
No, it sounds good. We'll work out the details later.
Okay.
All right, so Carlos is going to read his first.
All right. Would you rather Yellow Magic, which is a warm glass of melted butter seasoned with an entire shaker of salt sucked through a straw of a green onion, or a Ricky Surprise, which is a mug of warm fat freshly liposucked from Ricky's thigh or upper arm?
That was way too wordy for an actual would you rather.
It's like, would you rather drink?
Yeah.
So pretty much salty butter through an onion straw, or my fat sucked out of my body.
The butter, because I
would do the butter.
The butter.
The butter because I like you, Chubby.
good goals.
All right, Todd's cool next.
All right. Would you rather live in the Star Trek universe or the world of Dr. Seuss?
Star Trek.
Dr. Seuss. Because you'd always feel high
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Star Trek is just like, Red alert!
This is Star Trek. That building is what is the thing called? The Enterprise is shaking. Oh, we're in a new world.
There you go.
I'm like, that shit's stupid.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss, you can have like the fluffy cotton candy trees.
It's like an acid trip for the rest of your life.
Awesome. Well, I always liked Dr. Seuss because it was like, did you guys ever read The Lorax? It was about the guy that would come out of the stump of the tree, and he like tried to prevent this guy who you never saw his face from cutting down all the trees.
Yeah, I remember.
I liked Dr. Seuss because he would always like if you go back and read his shit now, because my dad was like this huge science guy, and he was like, you know, he used to tell me it's not just kids' stories, it's like actual stuff and just kind of a kiddie view on it.
Right.
But yeah, definitely Dr. Seuss because it's like the real world, but he makes fun of it basically. You know what I mean? Cool guy.
It makes fun of all the seriousness of the world and just kind of relax, let it be.
Yeah.
I like that.
Totally random, but did you know that, you know Shel Silverstein, who wrote The Giving Tree?
I know The Giving Tree, yeah.
That sounds familiar.
And he wrote at the end of The Sidewalk and that
right,
in the
like
attic
the poetry
and all that.
Right.
Did you know that he used to be a comic artist for Playboy?
Oh,
cool.
He used to draw like
penises all this and boobies.
Porn and, yeah, all this like funny porn. It was like satire. It was pretty cool.
All right, so last question. You must choose. Would you rather be hole punched to death or
that was so fucking
or
funny.
Be eaten alive by the cast of Different Strokes?
What the fuck?
What?
No. I'm pretty sure one of those is a little unbalanced.
I think I'd rather be eaten alive.
Dude, a hole punch, because that shit can't take me.
Herb, you weigh like 100 pounds.
I'm not that skinny. I cannot fit under. I can't.
All right,
fit
we'll give you 110.
Which one would you do? Family ties, eaten alive, or hole punched to death?
Family ties. You said Different Strokes.
I mean, Different Strokes.
Okay.
Look at the kids with the forks and knives.
I'd probably say hole punch because you'd pass out probably sooner.
Yeah, but hopefully they would eat your heart first, and then you would just die.
Nah, they'd be too stupid for that.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, and plus it's a black kid. He'd go for the dark meat first anyway.
And then he'd be like, what you be talking about? That's white meat. It's crack of meat, bitch.
All right, so we're going to head out of here. I want to remind everyone. Is that it? Is that okay, everybody?
Yeah.
I want to remind everyone to go to the website, www.foulmonkeys.com.
And hit up our MySpace at myspace.com/foulmonkeys.
And give us a call at
206-984-FOUL.
And give us a review on iTunes.
Yeah, man, hit us up.
Thanks, and Carlos, for the review.
I want to say thank you to Todd and Carlos because you guys are hot, even though I haven't seen you.
You haven't checked out my MySpace yet?
Oh, wait, who is that?
Sure, he has.
Whoa. Is that Carlos or Todd?
No, that was Todd. This is Todd.
Oh, no, I haven't. Dude, it was like private or some shit, wasn't it?
What?
No, his
what's your name on there?
Nathan's is private.
T Brown, CPA.
All one word?
Yep.
All right, but you have a really nice voice, and you don't sound your age at all. Oh, yeah,
well,
I checked it out.
Hold on. His age, but he definitely looks it.
Ooh.
I love you.
Okay, now I'm looking. Fucking bitch, I have to.
He said, fuck off.
No, I have to sign in now.
Also, I want to tell everybody to go to the Frapper map and sign up. Oh, we're still working on the bumper sticker, too. We're still having issues, but we're
what about
getting
the shirts?
I gotta send you.
I'm waiting on the new version of it so I can.
Yeah.
Because it was only saved in what was it like 30 DPI or something?
Right.
So it needs to be in 600 or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I gotta send it to you again on your. You said you send it on your Gmail.
No, I got that. It's working. Oh,
okay,
I want
cool.
the one that Ryan drew for us.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah.
what I want on the t-shirts.
That'd be good on a hoodie. That'd
yeah.
be hot.
All right.
Too warm
so
down here for a hoodie. Ever.
So, yeah, but,
for like,
but thank you guys, and thanks thanks to Angus, too. Hot guy. For Canadian, hot Canadian humps. Lovely, lovely, lovely chubby
hot
humps.
Canadian bacon humps.
Canadian bacon.
Wow. Lovely chubby
it's
lumps.
It's really salty, though.
Just a little bit.
Angus, are you salty? Call in our line and tell us. And when I say salty, I mean you're salmon.
Just send a sample to Ricky. He'll taste it.
Oh. Cute.
Okay. Dean is cute, and Todd, you're pretty cute, too.
Pretty cute?
Oh. And before I forget, we're going to the rodeo.
The Florida Gay Rodeo is next weekend.
The Gay Rodeo. That sounds like such an oxymoron.
That is awesome. FGRA.org. There's some hot men.
Hey, whoa. Hey, what's that... Todd, what's that car that you have? Is that a Camaro or the new Corvette?
That's not a new car.
Oh,
that's
for the
first
car. For the next car I want to get is the new Camaro.
Is that the 2009 Camaro that's coming out pretty soon?
Yes. The current one I have is on the front page is the C70 Volvo.
That new Camaro seriously.
That's
looks
nothing
so
on my 1995 Tracer. Okay. Four
yeah,
door
dude,
and
the,
what?
Dude, the new one looks amazing. Like seriously, my mom wants it because she has a Camaro right now.
Also, we have a phone call at the end of the show.
I thought we ended the
Thank
show.
Thank you, Lala.
Shit.
And you can also You can also call the Pink Geek Girls because they have a call. They have a line now. So,
dude, like, yeah, her voice message was like hot. She's fucking cute, man. If I was straight, I would bang the shit out of her pink geek.
Holy shit!
Oh, wow. I would bang the shit out of her pink geek vagina. How about that?
Wow.
How about her sister, too?
Maybe. I haven't.
Ninja.
I don't know. Maybe.
You can give her the
shot. Oh, yeah. I would do her ninja style.
Ninja style?
It'd
What's
be
that?
So fast. It'd be so fast she wouldn't hear it.
Oh, yeah. Watch the first style, 5 minutes of Short Bus. They'll give you some new ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, for cool. sure. For sure.
Okay, right, and this people. Is... Wait. One more thing. This is totally random, but I was going to write this down this week to talk about. But speaking of cars... It's just a concept car, but if anybody is a fan of those Scion cars, which I know lots of people either love them or hate them, they have like a concept one called the Fuse. If you go to Scion.com and look it up, dude, not even joking, it's like a fucking future car. I mean, it's like unbelievable. It's not like any other car I've ever seen in my whole life. It's like
I think that's in your new
when
concept
did this
magazine.
Like when did this turn into straight talk?
Actually, if it's the car that I'm thinking of, I saw it in
straight
one of
talk,
Todd's.
Straight talk.
Magazines, the concept cars.
Yeah, it's the one that has like the fuel.
Oh yeah. Okay, now I know which one you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
Like where the wheels are the turn signals, and like the doors,
what?
Like the doors don't have handles. They
this
have a touchpad.
They just pop
open.
Why
do they do that shit?
Yeah, they That's pop stupid. Open and it looks like a key, and it's like
they'll never
all...
make a car like that.
It's just the way to showcase future technologies and get you ready for that kind of.
Right, because
this 2009 Camaro that they're making, did they show that in like 1930 or 40 or something? Because that's the process that we're like talking about.
No, that but, not but a have you been in a Scion nowadays? Scions nowadays are unlike any other cars out there.
My mom
the way they organize everything, it's like how cars should be. Like how all the panels and stuff are not in front of the steering wheel. They're up in the middle of the car.
Whatever. We got to go.
All right.
These two got to drive 45 minutes to get home. Not everybody's on Arizona time, Herb.
Oh, shit. You get up at 6 in the morning.
Well, yeah, but Herb time is the best time, man.
For you, maybe. Shit.
Yeah, but you're not here for us, so.
Right.
I will be. Then we can have, like, a foursome, guys, and we can have a relationship and talk about it on Barefoot WW. Some. Oh,
five. Five.
Oh, Nathan.
Yeah, but see, I want to get Nathan.
Todd could be dad, grandpa. I'll be dad.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, okay, and stop it there. And then stop Nathan and Herb could be the twin boys.
Stop it there.
Because they're both 21.
Motherfuckers.
And then
dude,
Carlos
could be
boy.
Like Gary baby Coleman.
What'd you say?
Carlos could be like, what you talking about, ASA?
Oh, he could be our adopted kid that we adopted from Guadalupe or something.
Yeah, he could be like Haji on Donnie Quest. You guys remember that?
Motherfuckers.
You could be like Sim Sim Salabim.
Oh!
Dude, Haji was the shit, man. That show was awesome.
I'll show you my motherfucking terrorist side, motherfuckers.
All right.
Bring up the turban.
Say goodbye, everybody.
All right.
This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Todd.
This is Carlos. I'm going to bomb your bitch's ass.
Later, people.
Hello, boys. It's Lala from Pink Geek, and I'm at work, and I'm bored out of my skull. So that's fine. Yay. I know. I'm calling you from a work phone. Isn't that lame? Good times. Anyway, I just wanted to say I miss you guys, and you guys are fabulous. And I just heard, I'm trying to play catch-up because I haven't listened to any podcast at all recently, but I just heard the episode of you two when you're together, and you're so cute, and you're, aw, you guys are so cute. Aw. Okay, so I'm going to barf now because you guys are so cute. But anyway, stay awesome, and I love your show. Bye.